In Tuesday's Democratic primary, the mayor of Cohoes faces three primary opponents and a federal trial. For months, first-term Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse has defied calls to resign from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and many Albany County Democrats, including the Cohoes Common Council, after a number of scathing articles alleging domestic abuse appeared in the Albany Times-Union. In February, Morse pleaded not guilty to wire fraud and misuse of political funds to pay for home repairs and vacations. Currently free on federal pretrial probation, Morse's trial is set to begin in July. He could face up to 25 years in prison and fines that could run as high as $500,000. Still standing, still campaigning, Morse faces three challengers in Tuesday's Democratic primary. In a May debate, he defended his record.
I am the guy who should be the face of your city. I am the guy that is bringing it back to life. I am the guy who's making it Cohoes proud.
The first challenge to Morse's reign came in late January. Lifelong Cohoes resident and retired New York State Police Troop Commander Major Bill Keeler jumped into the race.
We've been working very hard, been going door to door, talking to a lot of people. We've been doing mailings, and the reception at the doors has been very good.
Keeler entered the race accusing Morse of taking credit for initiatives begun and mostly done through the efforts of previous mayors.
I feel confident. I'm not overconfident. There's no scientific polling that's been going on around the city. I think it's going to be a tight race. We're not going to know until probably 10 o'clock Tuesday night.
Keeler promises to get the Cohoes Community Center reopened, remove politics from the police department, and put the city on a steadier financial path. Councillor Steve Napier threw his hat in the ring a few days after Keeler, offering a vision for Cohoes that entails an overhaul of longtime City Hall policies.
I never imagined I'd be standing at this podium. As an openly gay young man and a first-generation college student from a family that wasn't rich or powerful, it seemed impossible. But here I stand before you, the great-great-great-grandson of immigrant mill workers who couldn't read or write, but they worked long hours in the Harmony Mills for little pay. And they lived right here in this house.
Napier is nearing the end of his first four-year term representing the 5th Ward. His campaign has slowly built momentum, propelled in part by his campaign pamphlet, The Napier Plan, detailing his platform, and by the connection he made with attendees during the candidate's debate and public forum. By the end of January, self-described entrepreneur and former city treasurer Peter Frangie became the third candidate to challenge Morse.
I think our outlook is very, very promising. We've had a very well-received uptick after the debates. The response has been really just dynamic. People are interested in our vision. People appreciate our tone during this campaign.
Frangie says he is proud to call Cohoes home, and his plan, if elected, includes sustaining the city's future. Mayor Morse says he alone holds the key to the Spindle City's future.
My first priority is the same priority I started when I ran in 2016, that is to make Cohoes, New York, become an all-America city once again.
Whatever happens Tuesday, a general election matchup could still loom in November. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.